Maurice Walsh is a historian and a fellow at St. Anthony's College, Oxford. His book, The News from Ireland, is about the Irish War for Independence. Give us the historical perspective on this, Maurice Walsh, like the significance of the Queen's visit to Ireland.
What's very interesting, in a way, is that today, when the Queen set foot in Ireland, Ireland's relationship to the British monarchy becomes much more aligned with the relationship the United States has with the British monarchy. In other words, after American independence, rather quickly, the monarchy became a focus of celebrity in the United States. In Ireland, the monarchy is a much more charged symbol, partly because it was a very divisive issue during the struggle for Irish independence. The independence movement in Ireland had fought to establish an Irish Republic. They didn't establish that. They compromised for a state that was still within the British Empire. And in order for that to happen, they still had to take an oath of allegiance to the King of England at that time in 1921. It was a very divisive debate, and the whole independence movement split. And one of the most bitter causes of the split was this oath of allegiance to the King. And so therefore, the monarchy in Ireland has always been much more charged. And today, Ireland establishes that normal relationship with its very close neighbour, both states members of the European Union, and now the head of one European Union country, Great Britain, is visiting another, the Republic of Ireland, and it's a normal relationship between two states.
Often we find legal leftovers in the books. Is the Oath of Allegiance still in place?
No. The Oath of Allegiance disappeared as Ireland developed its status from being within the empire, and eventually they did declare a republic in 1949. But even after that, even though British politicians came to Ireland, even though in the 1980s Mrs. Thatcher came to Ireland during at a very complicated moment in the history of the two islands, during the hunger strikes, it was still seen as unthinkable that the monarch would come. And in a way, today's visit marks the culmination of the last 15 years of peace in Northern Ireland, a new settlement for Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland and Britain, and in a way confirms that the strange spell that the monarchy held in Ireland is broken.
That doesn't mean, though, it's all okay now between Ireland and Great Britain, though, does it?
I think it does, yes.
Really?
I think that there are a minority of people who still feel the Queen's visit is wrong. There are people who are dissident Republicans who want to undermine the peace process, but they are a very small minority.
Well, the Good Friday Agreement was supposed to be just that, an agreement to end hostilities, but that's not the case totally. I mean, a Catholic policeman, for example, was recently murdered by a dissident group. How much dissident activity is there now in modern Ireland?
What was astonishing about the reaction to the shooting of the policeman last month was that all sides in Northern Ireland came out and condemned it. This policeman was Catholic. His coffin was carried both by members of the Northern Ireland Police Force and by teammates from his Gaelic hurling club. And those were two cultural opposites that would used to meet in Northern Ireland. So I think this dissidents, the people who may have planted this small explosive device that was discovered this morning before the Queen arrived, are in a very, very small minority.
As someone who's followed these British-Irish relations for many years, Maurice Walsh, maybe just put in plain words for our U.S. audience what this means to you for Queen Elizabeth II to come to Dublin.
Most people in Ireland have a relationship to that very troubled period when Ireland's the War of Independence and the Civil War, which followed it from 1918 to 1923. My father was quite old when I was born, and he was an IRA volunteer. Not only was he an IRA volunteer, when it came to the treaty, he rejected the treaty, partly because of that oath of allegiance to the King, and fought against it. I think that today, I would like to think, if he was alive, that he would see the visit of the Queen as just establishing Ireland's independence and an equal relationship with the United Kingdom.
Maurice Walsh, a historian and fellow at St. Anthony's College, Oxford. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.